Panzaland Radio.
Well, back to it. Second game of our doubleheader. Getting ready to get going. It's a boys contest tonight between Jackson Heights and Horton here on KMCA 103.9. Brandon, Colin, Trenton, Crendon, Tyson, we're all here, part of the broadcast team, also on the Cobra channel, courtesy of MSC Sports over at MSCSports.net. Let's dive into the starting lineups for both of these teams. We'll start with the visitors out of Horton. Chargers, three games in, they are 2-1 under first-year head coach David Losey, very familiar with this area, has coaching experience at Riverside, has also coached at Cimarron, Goodland, and also out of Adrian, Missouri. But Losey back here with the Horton Chargers. His team off to a 2-1 start. And we'll start with, again, the Chargers tonight. Luke McAfee is a 6'2 sophomore, returning starter from a year ago at 11 points per game. Also in the backcourt, Gannon Becker, a 6-foot junior, 8.3 points per game, also 6.7 boards a contest. Trent Ottman is a 6'3 senior, honorable mention all-league a year ago. Cooper Wishrup is a 6'2 junior, and Jack Allen is a 6'2 senior, rounding out the starters for the Chargers. Again, McAfee, Becker, Ottman, Wishrup, and Allen for David Losey and company. Jackson Heights, three games in, they're 0-3 under first-year head coach Brett Plattner. They will go like this. Alex Browning in the backcourt, he is a 5'8 senior guard. Also back there is Jude Williams, a 6'3 senior, averaging over 7 points and 6 rebounds per game. Jace Robinson, a 5'11 sophomore, just under 6 points a contest. Also Drake Melly, an impressive freshman at 5'8, 9.5 points per game. And Hayden Doyle, a 5'8 senior, 4.7 points per game. So again, for the Cobras tonight, it is Browning, Williams, Robinson, Melly, and Doyle. Cobras team again off to an 0-3 start. They were blasted on Tuesday against Moore Hill Mount Academy. That was a 65-32 final. Chargers coming off a win over Pleasant Ridge. They won 50-36. We got two first-year head coaches tonight, two programs at least here through three games, kind of in different directions. And Trenton, you look at this Chargers team. They got some good pieces back. They're young in some spots, but they got some length in their starting five.
Length and they got experience. I say that, you say they're young, but those guys played a ton of minutes last year, and that's when they started to put it together. You know, Horton took a very slow start last year, but at the end of the year, they were starting to put it together. Luke McAfee, Gannon Becker, two really talented players, and you know, they're 2-1, but their one loss is to Valley Falls on the road. That's a very good loss to a team that went to state last year, and you know, a lot of guys coming back that played good minutes last year for them, and like you said, the link will be a factor tonight.
All right, here we go. Chargers will go from right to left. Cobras from left to right. Tip controlled by Doyle and the Cobras. Jackson Heights with the first possession here as we're off and running. Game number two. Here's a contested pull-up two from the right wing that's deep and no good. Rebound chased in the corner by Allen for the Chargers. Now the Chargers trying to break the 0-0 tie with their first possession 20 seconds in. Chargers rocking the all-blue uniforms. As you mentioned, McAfee, a sophomore but a returning starter. Allen has it left side on the wing. Up top it goes to Ottman. It's just essentially five good-sized guards on the floor. There's a missed three, missed everything, and an offensive rebound collected by McAfee, and then he draws the foul. Or correction, they do get the foul on McAfee on the rebound attempt.
What you like to see there is Drake, the freshman, 5'8", really able to use that explosiveness and that vertical to get up for that ball.
The Cobras, again, under first-year head coach Brett Plattner, off to an 0-3 start. Losses to Royal Valley, Pleasant Ridge, and Moore Hill Mount Academy. Cobras here trying to break the 0-0 tie. 50 seconds in, a three for Mellies, and the freshman knocks it in. 9.5 points per game, nearly. And a three ball for the Cobras gives them a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, the leading scorer's got to have a big one tonight against a very good Horton team. Good start, yeah.
Chargers again, a travel's going to be called against McAfee, so not a good start for the 6'2 sophomore. A foul on an offensive rebound attempt and now a turnover, dribbling along the perimeter. The Cobras with a 3-0 lead just over a minute into this first quarter. Cobras won both meetings last year against the Chargers, and there's a turnover by the Cobras. Their first here of the night, and now it's going to be walking up the floor as it's Wishrup, again a returning starter who had it. Now it's Allen who has it top of the key. Doesn't use the dribble. Gets it off to Becker. Becker left side on the wing. Gets it to McAfee. Puts it on the dribble. Gets by a defender. Puts a shot up. No good, but he draws the foul. And two free throws coming up here for the Chargers. Foul on Hayden Doyle, his first.
Yeah, we saw McAfee take that first three of the game and almost hit the top of the backboard, and ever since then he's been real aggressive. And I think he's a really good driver. I think that's the key to his game. He's going to be aggressive all night.
McAfee, 11 points per game, the sophomore. Started last year as a freshman. He was too strong on that free throw attempt, no good.
And if he makes this, he's going to check out as Jackson Moman, a fellow sophomore, is going to check in for him. He's at the table and says he's in for the shooter, so.
Another thing I've seen, or at least noticed about the Chargers, is the second free throw is no good. They've got some players who's put up some numbers off the bench. So they've played a few guys and been able to get some quality minutes from guys 6, 7, and 8. The Chargers go 0-2 there at the line. Cobras with it, a 3-0 lead. As we're coming up on 2 minutes in, Drake Melly, the freshman, with the lone bucket, a triple. Has it up top. They reverse the basketball left side. Doyle has it in the corner. Correction, that's Browning. Now Doyle has it on the wing left. Chargers playing man-to-man defense here. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Cobra girls won with ease in game number one tonight. So the Cobras looking for a sweep on their home floor before the holiday break. Cobras continue with the possession. As Doyle has it now, a deep NBA range three is no good by Doyle. Rebound for Becker and the Chargers push. Good transition defense here by the Cobras as they settle in 5-on-5 in the front court. Wishrup has it between the rings out high, picks up the dribble, spins, right side pass to Becker on the wing. Using a ball screen, not much with it. They kick it right, Wishrup in the corner for three. No good off the front rim, but an offensive rebound. It's stuffed back up and in by McAfee. Cobras lead cut to 3-2 at not quite 3 minutes in. Good offensive rebound there for McAfee, putting it back up and in. 3-2 our score. Cobras trying to extend with a three, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath, and it is saved, and now a whistle. And I think they said Browning was on the baseline, or they will say it's last touch by the Chargers.
They're going to say Becker was on the baseline. You're right, but Becker for Horton, they're going to get him. Alex Browning sticking his nose in. We saw during football, he's a scrappy guy. He's undersized a little bit, but he's going to fight and play bigger than his size.
Jackson Moman, a 6-foot freshman into the game for the Chargers. One of those guys they use sporadically off the bench. Cobras nearly turn it over, but they settle back with it. Melly's with the basketball. They'll reset with Robinson up top. Robinson gets it back. We're at 4:45 left here in the first quarter. A 3-2 game. Cobras by one with the ball. This is Allen. Or correction, that's Doyle. Who I think draws a foul here on the far side of the floor. They'll get Moman, who just checked in, his first. A couple Cobras now going to check in. This is Devin Mock. And Tegan Binkley, a couple of seniors off the bench here for Jackson Heights.
We like to see that freshman still in there, proving his role to the team.
Drake Mellies, the freshman point guard with it. Up top, left side pass, it goes to Doyle. Gets a ball screen from Mock. They go pick and roll action, but a deflected pass and a turnover.
Right idea, just didn't have the right pass there. Probably a bounce pass instead of a chest pass there from Doyle.
Here's Moman with it. Right side on the wing here for the Chargers. Gets to the elbow, picks it up there. Now right side it goes to Ottman. Now back up top to Becker, resets. Bouncing one left, it's Wishrup. Good defense by Binkley, nearly forcing a turnover. Coming up on the halfway point here in the first. A 3-2 game, Cobras in front by one. Chargers with the basketball. Now whistling a timeout here for Horton. His first-year head coach, David Losey. Seen enough of that possession. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Our timeouts tonight presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. We only saw the Jackson Heights girls hang up 29 in the first quarter in our first game tonight. Not quite the case here. No low-scoring affair. Chargers and Cobras in the boys' game were 4 minutes in and 5 combined points. So, not sure you credit the defense, regardless on both sides, but a little slower pace here early on.
What you'd like to see from the Jackson Heights Cobras is that every quarter they've given up more than 10 points, and now, so far right now, halfway into the quarter, only 2. Want to see that consistency throughout the whole game here for those boys.
Credit, good stat there.
Yeah, and they've played some quality competition. We've seen Royal Valley takes the best out of the brink of an upset, and Mar Hill's no slouch. It appears McAfee's going to just check back and misses a 3, but Jackson Heights has played. It's 0-3, but they have played very good.
Royal Valley, Pleasant Ridge, and Moore Hill. Mellies again will try a three straight on. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound for the Chargers. Horton trying to take their first lead. They're down 3-2, and they turn it over. Threw it out of bounds in front of the Jackson Heights bench. Second turnover by the Chargers. Cobras get it back, that 3-2 lead at 3:40 to go in the first. Mellies, the 3 points for Jackson Heights. McAfee, the 2 points for the Chargers. There is Binkley with it, a 5'6 senior off the bench. Gets it to Devin Mock, good player off the bench here. Dives in, his shot is no good, but an offensive rebound is blocked. Getting it back for a second time and missing is Jude Williams, and he'll go to the line.
Yeah, first time up to the line tonight for these Jackson Heights Cobras. Quite a bank from here.
They're going to get the foul on Trent Ottman. That is his first. Jude Williams, a 6'3 senior at the line. Good numbers early on, 7 points and 6 rebounds a game, but he misses the free throw.
Yeah, and having him and Mock play alongside each other gives you more of a conventional 4 and 5 with some height, both being 6'3". We're talking about the length of Horton that stabilizer. And Williams had 2 offensive rebounds there. That one rolls off, though.
So. 0-for-2 trip there for Williams, and the rebound for Wisherup. And now the Chargers, again, an opportunity to take their first lead, a 3-2 game. Cobras by one. Coming up on the final 3 minutes of the first quarter. Deflected pass and an interception there, taken away by Doyle, and a turnover by the Chargers. And good hustle near side by Becker to nearly cause a turnover right back, but the Cobras in the front court getting it back.
Yeah, I think if Becker doesn't fall down there, he might be going the other way with a steal, but he tripped up and was only able to knock out of bounds. Jackson Heights will retain the possession.
We've been stuck on, I don't know, you guys can confirm, 3-2 for at least a couple of minutes here. It's been cold for both teams offensively. Both teams are 0-for-2 from the free throw line. How about this? Hayden Doyle trying to make a move. Spins, flips one up, somehow nearly got it to go, but an offensive rebound is stuck up in there for Devin Mock, and one. How about that finish by the 6'3 senior off the bench, extending the Cobras' lead to 2.
Yeah, Devin Mock, he's been trying to get into the game. That first week, he put up 13 points, but ever since then, that second game, 1 point, third game, 4.
Averages right now 6 points, 8 rebounds a game. He's got 2 here so far. Chance for 3. The free throw is up and no good. He missed it. And the rebound collected by Ottman. So the Chargers down 3. It's 5-2. They have the ball. 2.5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Cobras won both meetings last year between Horton, 33-28 here on this home floor, and then won the return trip to Horton, 53-42.
And that defense is affecting Horton's offense right now. They haven't got a real good look. And another turnover. As I said, they turned it over a lot, too.
Allen had it knocked away. Melly's a beautiful feed inside. Binkley had it swatted from behind and out of bounds. The possession stays with the Cobras at 2:10 left to go first quarter. Cobras up by 3. It's 5-2. This is Doyle. Throws it in over the top. Gets it to Mock, that's Jude Williams, who puts it up and in. 7-2. Lead is 5 for the Cobras. Chargers look like to be just caught sleeping there. Now another turnover as Allen throws it away. Chargers now starting to pile up the turnover numbers here in the first quarter. Now Hayden Doyle walks it across, gets it over to Binkley. They get it back left side to Melly. 7-2 our score. Cobras again trying to extend. Melly's again no good on a 3. A rebound for Becker. Here come the Chargers. Get it into the right corner. Becker gets it right wing. Puts it on the dribble. Gets by 2. Little floater. That's pure. Nicely done by Becker. Get a big bucket for the Chargers. 7-4 Cobras.
Now, Horton's been pressing it up and down, trying to get a fast break, but Jackson Heights has done a nice job. Becker just a nice little pull-up there from about 10.
Melly's a baseline drive. Gets caught underneath the bucket. Finds Williams. A little fade to his shot. Short. Fighting for the rebound and a whistle and a foul. I think it's going against Jackson Heights. As Becker got that one, we'll get some subs in here. As Jace Robinson and Alex Browning are going to check back in here for the Cobras. We'll also see Caden Smith, a junior, in for Horton. At least from what I've seen early, and Crendon, you can correct me, you've seen Jackson Heights through the first few games. They haven't gone, you know, very deep into their bench. They only play about 7. They're asking a lot for some of these guys who, again, they don't go too deep off the bench. Missed shot baseline left, missed by Becker, rebound for Jackson Heights, rounding with it in the right corner, bouncing it short corner right to Mock. Had it knocked away, but gets it back and will drive and draw the foul.
And it'll be interesting to see if they say he was shooting. Looks like he's caught between. Put it on the baseline. Smith, who just checked in, picked up that foul. And now they're lining up for a free throw. And
so Smith, yeah, as you mentioned, so they do say it was on the shot. So Mock's going to shoot too.
I mean, he was way under the basket. And I'm going to have to confirm here. He never let go of it. He was caught way behind the backboard.
I think the other official is maybe going to turn this into a baseline, or no, they're still going to say he was shooting.
How about that? And never released it. I think he was at the last second said he's going to try and put it up to shoot free throws. They never released it, but he's going to benefit from two here.
Well, Mock missed his first free throw here in the quarter. He had an and one, but he makes the first of two here. So now he's got 3 points in the quarter. 8-4, a double up lead here for the Cobras.
The thing you'd like to see is a better shot percentage on the free throw line for these boys. They have under 30% on the year so far, and that's something you want to see cleaned up.
They are called free for a reason, and Mott goes 1-for-2 there, so now the Cobras just 1-for-5 at the line here in the game. Down to 42 seconds left in the first, a near turnover committed by the Chargers, but they keep it. Cobras doing a good job here defensively. They get it inside. This is McAfee turning, slipping, and falling. But they get a foul here, I believe, on Devin Mock. They're going to say got under him a little bit, so Mock picks up that foul, his first. Team foul number 3. Chargers to throw it in underneath with just a tick under 33 seconds remaining in the quarter. Here's Smith. Now a pull-up for Becker, and that one's good. Becker's had a couple nice little pull-up Jays, one from the right side. Now that one from the left wing. 8-6 our score. Cobras with it. Here's a baseline drive. Shot is up and good. A floater by Robinson. His first bucket. 10-6. Cobras by 4. 13 seconds to go here in the quarter.
And that was just a simple fact of not getting back and finding your man. Robinson had a free take to the basket.
Now McAfee straight on with 5 seconds. Fires a deep 3. Nearly banked it in. No good. It's tipped out here to the left wing. Still bouncing up around and finally picked up. And that's going to end the quarter. Kind of a wild sequence there, but no points down the stretch. But the Cobras leading 10-6 at the end of one. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Games tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet service in Northeast Kansas. 8 minutes down. We start the second quarter. Boys contest 10-6. Chargers with the ball, trailing by 4 here at Jackson Heights as we're off and running quarter number 2. Chargers want to set something up. They get it top of the key with Becker, who had 4 first quarter points. Picks up the dribble after one bounce. Looks right. Gets it there. Wishrup has it on the wing. They find Caden Smith on a curl who lays it in for 2. Beautifully drawn up there by the Chargers to start the quarter. They're down 2.
Yeah, just a nice cut to the basket. And you got a big man like Smith rolling the best. He's going to finish 90% of the time. And a good start for Horton, who struggled a little bit on that offensive end.
Smith off the bench. 6 points, 5 rebounds a game. And a tough drive here by Mock. And I think they get a jump ball. He was tied up underneath. And it goes back to the Chargers.
No. Horton just got, they just didn't flip there. We'll stay with Jackson Heights.
So. Okay. The call was right, but they just.
Yeah, the table forgot to switch, and they're like, hold up.
So it stays with Jackson Heights. 35 seconds into the second quarter, holding on to a 2-point lead. It's 10-8. They get it in over the top. This is Devin Mock. Now they bounce it inside, turning, firing, in and out, no good. A rebound for McAfee.
Now, a good look there in the paint for Browning. Just couldn't get to spin home.
Here's Becker in the right corner. Chance to tie or take the lead on this possession for Horton. Chargers have it on the right wing with Becker. Hop steps through a couple defenders. Also, Dante Masqua, a 6'3 sophomore who's in the game. Plays a nice minute off the bench. He's got it. Now left corner it goes. This is Smith. Not using the dribble. They'll reset up top. McAfee, a right side pass to Becker. We've played over a minute in this second quarter. 10-8. Low scoring affair here early. Now, Smith has it up top.
Yeah, they're not afraid of him from the outside. No one even out there.
Missing on the baseline drive, but an offensive rebound is stuck back up. No good. And now a second chance inside for Smith. And he's fouled on that second opportunity, and he'll shoot two.
Yeah, they're going to get Binkley from behind. But Smith missing a couple of bunnies, but grabbing a couple of offensive rebounds. He's going to shoot two here.
So Caden Smith, a 6'3 junior, 6.7 points per game off the bench. He buries the first free throw here. So he's got three in the first half, a couple of rebounds as well.
I don't know why that was a pure switch. That was a pure looking form, and they're not guarding him out of the 3-point line. He's not even looking at the basket, so I don't know why he's not a little bit more calm. That was a pure switch there, and good looking stroke from the big man.
See if he can go 2 for 2. Absolutely. Oh, I said it in and out. No good.
I think that's partially both of us for the afternoons. We talked about it in the girls' game.
If you want to take some of that, I will be glad.
I mean, I said he had a pretty good stroke and it was a pure switch.
But nice little give and go inside, but missing the layup inside is Williams, and then he is blocked after getting his own miss. And then chased into the corner and out of bounds. It goes back to Horton.
A lot of bunnies missing this game. You know, you look at 10-9, it could be like a 20-19 game. Both teams have missed a lot of free throws and bunnies, but the defense has been there, too. A very physical game between both of these teams.
Now the Cobras showing some pressure into the full court. Chargers get it up the floor. They get it to Smith, and then he hands it off here to Wishrup, who resets up top with Becker. Right side pass to McAfee. 10-9 is our score. Cobras leading by one. We're 2 minutes into the second quarter. Turnaround Jay is in there. That's Masqua.
And he was cutting to the basket where Smith scored early, and he found him there on a sweet dish. Big man to big man.
So the Chargers take the lead at 11-10. 2:15 into this second quarter. First-year head coach Brett Plattner has seen enough. He'll call timeout. It's a 30. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. And Brandon, joined by Colin. We got Crendon, Trenton, Tyson. Everyone, appreciate everyone's help tonight. We're on the Cobra Channel at MSCSports.net. These guys do a great job with that. Of course, Cobra Channel implemented this year. Continuing to do some great stuff as we'll have, again tonight, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. One final time here in 22. Again, some teams will play early next week, but then after that, everyone will be off for a couple of weeks until that first week of January. And then really once you get back, it goes by quick. You start ramping things back up early January, and then it's a two-month grind to that first week of March into the state tournaments. And we certainly have quite a few area teams that are ranked and certainly have some shots at some state title runs this year as the Cobras out of the timeout, losing it in the far corner. And they're going to say last touch by the Cobras, so they come out of that timeout and turn it over.
It was a good look. Mock just couldn't handle the pass and had a man sealed off at the post. And the pass didn't have enough air under it necessarily, but Mock had a good chance at him. How about that press break?
Oh, what a block inside by Mock. And I think that is Devin Mock, and they get a foul on Mock there.
Yeah, I think it's on the follow three. It was a sweet block off the backboard, but I think on the follow three, he got Masqua just a little bit, enough to call a foul there. And that's two on him. That's going to take down some size. And I think that's what the official told Coach Plattner. He's wondering. He's like, yeah, I got him on the follow-through.
This will be the fifth and sixth free throw attempts for the Chargers. First one by Masqua is off, no good. Both teams have struggled at the line here early. Mock's going to have to come out with two fouls. Robinson checks back in for him. 11-10, Chargers by one. 5:34 until halftime. The second free throw is good. So 3 points in the game for Masqua makes it 12-10. And the Chargers leading by two. Cobra's chance to tie or take the lead. Robinson, who just checked back in, gets it up top to Browning. Left side pass to Melly's on the wing. Using a screen, Chargers switch. There's the dive. Missing on the layup attempt. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Chargers. Cobra's keep. Moman's going to check back in here for the Chargers. As we're down to 5:17 to go in this first half, they bounce it in. Williams turning, firing, missed everything. Chasing it down in the corner, and that's, they're going to say, out of bounds or a foul.
Yeah, they're going to get Brown. He got a good shove there on Becker going for it.
So the foul on Alex Browning is first. That is team foul number six. So the rest of the half, Chargers will be in the bonus. Do a good job breaking the press here. And then a lazy pass, though, but on the backside. Moman has it. Little pull-up is no good. And the Chargers get the miss, or I should say, Cobras get the miss there. Melly's with the rebound. Still 12-10, Chargers by two. There is Doyle around a screen, takes it all the way, and puts it up and in, plus the foul, or they get an offensive foul here.
No, they're gonna give it to him. They got Becker.
Oh, well, he faked me out, because Doyle reacted like they called an offensive foul, but it is actually an and one. Doyle gets his first bucket, chance for three, and we're tied at 12. Foul is on Becker for the Chargers, his first.
Yeah, Doyle just took a nice little flirt, banked it in, and Becker trying to jump up and get attached instead of taking a charge, gonna get the body foul.
Doyle misses the free throw, rebound for the Chargers. We're tied at 12. 4:50 to go until halftime. It has been low scoring, to say the least. Chargers came in averaging 46 points per game. Cobras through three games averaging just 38 a game. This is playing out to be on pace for maybe first team to 30 might win. Bowman has it up top, and he is bumped and fouled. I think they get Robinson here. Now both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the half.
And Bowman's going to shoot the one and one, see if he can knock down the front end here, as both teams have really struggled from the charity stripe.
And the first free throw is good. Jackson Bowman, a 6-foot sophomore, averaging just a point a game, but over two rebounds and over two assists per contest as well. Two good-looking free throws are knocked through. He's got two. It's a 14-12 Chargers lead at 4:28 to go in this first half. Both teams slowing the issue down a little bit. Melly's right wing. I'll pass right corner. Robinson works it back to the wing. Now to the free throw line. Gets it off to Browning. Browning left side to Melly's. Wants a screen, not using it. Good defense there by Wishrup. Gets in the lane, kicks it right. This is Doyle on a drive. A lengthy floater somehow hits the rim four times and drops in. Doyle with the touch. He's got four, and it's tied at 14. Chargers get it up the floor. McAfee nearly turned it over. Becker has it. Gets in the paint. Splits a couple defenders. Little delayed on his shot that's no good, and a rebound for Robinson.
Yeah, it was a sweet step through. Just couldn't get the finish there with Becker. Seven through a couple guys in traffic.
It's a million-dollar move with a 10-cent finish. Doyle has it. Now a little pull-up from the free throw line is short. And a rebound chased down, collected by McAfee. McAfee has it. Gets it into the corner. It's Wishrup, the junior and returning starter from a year ago. Nice cut. Another faded shot. That is pure. Fading to the left, and Becker hits another. He's got six. Chargers leading 16-14. 3:15 to go until halftime. Here's Melly's crossing up on Wishrup, bouncing it inside. Shot might have been partially blocked from behind, and a rebound for the Chargers. And we get a whistle and a foul.
Yeah, that's Browning. A little frustration after getting blocked from behind. Just a little two-hand shot. And the Horton fans took exception because he had that one with Becker on the baseline earlier. And you can check out, and it's going to be Wishrup going to the free throw lines.
Yeah, Browning picks up the foul at second. Team foul number eight. Browning comes out with two fouls. He joins Mock on the bench with two fouls as well as Binkley comes back in. Cooper Wishrup, 6'2 junior, chance to get into the book. First time tonight. He has not scored. He misses the free throw, but an offensive rebound collected by his teammate that keeps it alive. And then there's a miss and another offensive rebound. And the Chargers will reset again. So a third opportunity here after the missed free throw. Under 2:50 to go in the half. 16-14, the Chargers by two. Directing traffic, high left is Becker. Gets it into the corner with Wishrup. Doyle hanging off of him.
Yeah, Wishrup did shoot a three earlier, and no respect there from Doyle, and maybe part of the game plan. Didn't look to shoot at that time, but he shot one earlier.
Finally up top, they reset with Becker. Few steps in front of the midcourt stripe. Angles left, passing it Bowman's way. Gets it there on the wing. Up top it goes. Now with Dotman. Now McAfee right wing. Into the corner with Wishrup. Puts it at the right hip. Not using the dribble. Throws it inside to nobody in a turnover. Both teams have done a pretty good job taking care of the basketball here in this quarter, but kind of a miscommunicated pass there and a turnover. Now the Cobras chance to tie or take the lead late in the second quarter. This is Doyle, left side, high on the wing, guarded by McAfee. Now it's Williams. Up top it goes. Robinson puts it on the dribble once, gets it left side to Doyle on the wing. He puts it on the dribble, crossing up, spinning on McAfee, gets in the paint, turns and fires. It's an air ball, and it's picked up underneath at the last second by Ottman. Chargers push the tempo up two, and into the corner for three. It's good. It's knocked in by Gannon Becker. He's got nine. 19-14, largest lead for either team, and the Chargers up five.
Now, McAfee, the leading scorers, had a quiet first half here, and Gannon Becker, the second leading scorers, carried him through here, and specifically, a big second quarter.
Seemed like the Chargers have picked things up a little bit man-to-man defensively. Cobras having some issues, working it around the perimeter. Mellies has it on the wing, wanting to step back. Now works it inside, spins, kicks it left. It's Doyle, a deep left wing three. It's off the heel too strong. Rebound for Wishrup, and now the Chargers push up five with a minute to go.
See, they worked a good possession for a minute earlier. Let's see if they take this in for the final shot.
David Losey barking out the calls to his team. Has a five-point lead and the ball, 45 seconds to go until halftime. Wishrup has it up top. They set it up. Becker's open for three, not this time. And it's tipped out of bounds underneath. And it's last touch by the Chargers. Cobras get it back. We'll see a substitution coming in. We will see a sophomore, Cade Holliday, in for the the Cobras.
Yeah, Cade Holliday, brother of Holliday, who was a starter last year for this team, one of the leading point guards. Younger brother coming in here to play some basketball now.
So Cade checks in. We'll also see Devin Mock check back in. There's 34.8 seconds to go. Cobras down by five. They'll have the ball. See if they want to play for a final shot. It looks like the Chargers may be pushing up the pressure man-to-man a little bit.
Yeah, and Mock's got to be careful with those two fouls. Pick up a moving screen and over-the-back call here.
25 seconds to go. Mellies, the freshman, has it. Guarded heavily here on the right wing. Gets it off left side to Robinson. Down to 20 seconds to go. Horton by five here late first half. This is Cade Holliday, who just checked in. Has it in the left corner. Now swings it up top to Mellies. Down 10 seconds to go. Cobras want to play for the final shot. Picked up by Robinson. Left side to Mellies. Top of the key working. Now it's bounced away on a turnover. They get it up the floor. 1 second to go. Layup at the buzzer is good. And Wishrup, a last-second bucket in transition, extends the lead to seven, and a good end of the half for the Chargers as they lead it 21-14. Halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Horton leading at the half. It's 21-14. We'll break it down when we come back after this on Kansas Land Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2023, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to gift you some savings. let's ring in the new year with some fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get any internet package for only $20.23 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. Visit rainbowtel.net for details.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Halftime again presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Boys game at the half, 21-14. Sounds like a football score. Looks like a football score. Chargers by 7 here on the road, and they dominated that second quarter, outscoring the Cobras 15-4 to build that lead.
Yeah, and Stanton Becker, I mean, whether he's finding people or pulling up from 15 with that pure jump shot, Gannon Becker's doing it on both ends. And Kate Smith provided a nice spark off the bench that kind of got him rolling a little bit. He had that cut to the basket and left, and he went 1-2 at the free throw line. But they're getting it done at the defensive end. You know, no one's getting second chance opportunities, and they're out there pressuring them, making them a little bit uncomfortable. And Jackson Heiss just has to find a way to adjust here in that second half.
Chargers again dominating the rebounding aspect here in the first half. Had 18-9 unofficially on the boards. Chargers had 6 turnovers, Cobras with 5 turnovers. Both teams struggling a little bit, though, from the free throw line. Chargers 4-9 at the line. Cobras just 1-6. And, Brendan, you see kind of how things played out in the second quarter after taking that 4-point lead after the first 8 minutes. What'd you kind of see there in the second quarter?
Well, you know, they're just going to have to keep playing like they did in that first quarter, which really sucks because 10-6, believe it or not, that's their biggest lead they've had this year. And in that first quarter, that's the first time they've ever led coming out of the first quarter, and to see them only put up 4 in the second quarter and then get a running score like they just did in the second quarter, that's just something you don't want to see, especially the turnovers on passing. It's passing they've been struggling with. That first quarter didn't look too bad, but that second quarter went back to that, how they looked last week and the week before that.
Yeah, Chargers, again, a great second quarter. 15-4 was their run in that 8-minute stretch, extending their lead out. 21-14 here at the half, as Trenton mentioned, Gannon Becker is leading the charge. No pun intended, for the Chargers. 9 points in that first half, and was doing it with the mid-range jump shot. Also hit a 3 in the second quarter. Been pretty balanced outside of that. Caden Smith, as you mentioned, again, Trenton off the bench, 3 points. Also, Dante Masqua, 3 points as well. Jackson Bowman with 2. Cooper Wishrup with 2. Luke McAfee with 2. Jackson Heights led in scoring. They got 4 from Hayden Doyle. Drake Mellies has 3. Devin Mock also 3. They got 2 from Jace Robinson, 2 as well from Jude Williams. Horton leading a low-scoring game, 21-14 at the half. More halftime after this here on Kansaland Radio.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day to day, from oil changes to front end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants, who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes, with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Houlton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
Continuing our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Extended out this halftime a little bit here for our boys contest as Horton on the road leading Jackson Heights 21-14. Taking a look at some of our other area scores from our games, at least on our airwaves here tonight, as a girls' final in the Big 7 from earlier this evening saw Hiawatha defeat Houlton by a final score of 45-30, so a 15-point win there for the Lady Redhawks. Our game on KMZA 92-1 with Donovan West and Valley Heights, and the Mustangs hold on for a 38-37 win there. Jared Sleppy the call on Donovan West and Valley Heights. A boys game that was at the half. It was Houlton leading Hiawatha 27-10. So good start for the Wildcats, who have won three of their first four games. Our score here again, 21-14 in favor of Horton over Jackson Heights. The Valley Heights and Donovan West boys score 30-23 Valley Heights in the first half. They lead it by seven against Donovan West in that TBL battle. So again, KMZA 92-1. You can hear the rest of that Donovan West Valley Heights game. We got you taken care of here with Jackson Heights and Horton. Also, Care 93-7, another Northeast Kansas League showdown as it's Moore Hill Mount Academy taking on Pleasant Ridge. Final two-minute timeout. We'll come back. Second half is coming up next. Again, Horton leading 21-14. We're back in 2 minutes on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Tanya Barta with the Farmer State Bank. Local bankers reinvest our time into the communities that we serve and we live in. The staff at Farmer State Bank wish everyone happy holidays and a Merry Christmas, and we will have goodies in our lobby the week of Christmas. So come on in and enjoy yourself and have a great time with family and friends.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Houlton, or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, let's do it. Our second half is coming up. Chargers leading here on the road at Jackson Heights, 21-14. Colin in studio, Trenton, Crinden, Kyson, Brandon all with you. As we're off and running, Chargers now from left to right. Third quarter is underway. They lead it by 7. Starters out there for both teams. Here's Becker, right side pass to Wishrup on the wing. Gets to the free throw line, picks it up on the left elbow, and shovels it off to McAfee, who gets to the right elbow. Now Becker, a baseline drive, gets caught, and it's called for a travel.
Yeah, kind of got him caught in between a little bit there. A good call by the official on the baseline to bring him up with the travel and see if Jackson Heights can capitalize the bucket here on their first possession.
See if the Cobras can bounce back after being outscored 15-4 in the second quarter, helping build that 7-point lead here for the Chargers. Just getting going third quarter. First possession here for the Cobras. They go inside. This is Browning on the block with some contact. Got a kind touch off the rim, and it's good. First bucket for Alex Browning, and the Cobras are within 5 at 21-16.
Yeah, it's good to see these Cobras striking here early in the second half.
If the Chargers can bounce back, good little dish inside. How about that feed? Becker with the assist. Ottman for 2, his first bucket, lead back to 7.
Yeah, when he isn't scoring the ball, he's dishing it to other guys, that putting them in good spots to score the basketball. And Dan Becker's been the star of the game on both sides tonight.
Averaging just a couple assists coming in. He's had a couple good times that we can remember at least so far in this game. Pass deflected out of bounds. Cobras will keep it underneath. Both teams have hit a shot here in the third quarter, and there's a turnover taken away by Ottman. Chargers with it back early portions of quarter number 3. They lead it here at Jackson Heights, 23-16. Becker, another nice find inside. Layup no good this time. Battling for the rebound towards the corner and finally saves. Becker keeping it alive. Here's McAfee, a little hop step. Floater with the right hand is no good, and Cobra's fortunate there to not give up a bucket. They had two good looks. The Chargers did, unable to convert.
And McAfee could have kept going there, but since he hop-stepped, he couldn't go any far. No one really cut him off. And lucky break there for the Cobras.
Browning up top. They go inside. Little turnaround. Jay is off the rim. No good. Ottman the rebound. And the Chargers get it back into the front court, leading 23-16. About 2 minutes into this third quarter. Another pull-up by Becker, and the rim is in there. Gannon Becker, first player into double figures. He has 11, and the lead is 25-16 for the Chargers. Key difference maker so far through two-plus quarters for Horton tonight. Here's another drive, partially blocked inside. A rebound collected by Ottman, who's done good in the rebound department here tonight. Now McAfee pushing the pace. Becker again, maybe a heat check, and it's hot. Gannon Becker with 14 and a triple and a timeout on the floor.
Yeah, it was nice seeing McAfee, just how he was able to get the ball down the court and be able to set Becker up for that shot.
It is a full timeout. We'll follow, or I guess we'll keep it right here. How about that? 5:39 left third quarter. Great start here for the Chargers.
Yeah, and like you said, McAfee pushing the ball. That's what Horton wanted to do in that first half, but Jackson Heights had a little bit better transition defense. And when it's your night, it's your night. And Gannon, it's been the Gannon Becker show here in this game. It was the Kaylee Thompson show in the girls' game, but it's the Gannon Becker show here in this boys' game. And when it's your night, it's your night, man. Everything falling for him. And
by the way, that's
a big
only,
one, yeah.
By the way, that's only the second three in this game tonight. The very first bucket was Drake Mellies hitting a three, which gave the Cobras an early 3-0 lead, but we had not seen a three until that point.
No, Becker had one in the first half, yeah.
Oh, you're pointing that out.
He had one in the second quarter.
Yeah, he had one in that second quarter where
he
carried him through.
Yes, he did.
Second one for Horton.
Second for Horton. Third overall.
And second for Becker.
There you go.
And said, when's your night, it's your night. I mean, average is 8-7 coming in the game, but he's got 14-4 already and a couple assists. Keep track of those, all the stats we're keeping. He's probably got 2 or 3 assists to go to his name also. And, you know, can Jackson Heights respond to adversity, you know? Struggling to score the ball, but big half minutes here. Try and keep in shooting distance going in that fourth quarter.
First of all, someone's eating oranges around us, and I can see it, and it's felt very good. And there's a dump down inside. Jude Williams for two, and that's a big bucket for the Cobras, getting it back to within 10. But was going to say right before that bucket, this is a big stretch here for the Cobras. They were down 12. They get it back to within 10 here. Don't want to get it too much more out of hand than this. Chargers playing with some energy here in the third quarter as Becker drives and gets the touch. Soft touch off the window. Becker again. He's now got 16 and the lead's back to 12 at 30-18.
Yeah, for Jackson Heights, score and get some stops, and the stops haven't been there yet for him.
Here is Hayden Doyle using a screen, steps back from three. That was halfway down and out, no good. Rebound for McAfee, and the Chargers push. They get it up the floor, and it's blocked out of bounds. Good defense by the freshman Mellies, knocking it away from Jack Allen. See Devin Mock check in, first time for him in the second half. He'll take the spot of Alex Browning. So Mock comes in, 4:40 to go, third quarter, 30-18, Chargers by 12 with the ball, and they throw it away.
That's just a mental error right down there by Wishrop.
And he just wasn't looking, was diving towards the corner and trying to get it back to him, but a turnover.
Yeah, I don't know if that was on him or Becker for messing up the play, not under bounds, but Jackson Knights is the beneficiary, the chance to get back to a 10-point game.
Maybe nine if they can knock in a three. Chargers really been in control since the start of the second quarter. Melly's a missed three, a rebound for McAfee. He's been quiet tonight offensively. Does have five rebounds. Gets it into the paint. Little floater. Banks it in. Right when I say McAfee's been quiet, he must have heard me. Took offense to it and got in there and shot a little floater off the window.
Yeah, that was his first bucket since the opening bucket of the game for Horton. He scored those first two, and that was his first time. It's a little bit of a hockey line change for Horton. We saw this from Troy in the games that we called, and their boys did that. But four different guys coming in. That's the biggest mass substitution we've seen all night.
Yeah, we'll see. Caden Smith, who had some good minutes in the first half. Also first minutes for Reagan Knutson, a sophomore as well. So four new Chargers on the floor, and the Chargers come away with a steal. Cobras turn it over. 4 minutes in, four to go here, quarter number three. It's a 14-point Chargers lead. And Doyle nearly got the ball back for the Cobras, but the Chargers settle with McAfee. Now a little pull-up for him from 15. It's no good from the elbow, but he gets his own rebound. And then dumps it down low. Another shot inside. Tipped out towards the corner. And out of bounds to the Cobras.
Yeah, that's a big time miss there by Caden Smith. That pushes it to 16 point ball game. And you know, that's a good dish there by McAfee. He's got to finish those, you know. Don't leave the door open.
Can the Cobras win the remaining 3:30 here in the third? They're down 14, and that's a good start. They get it inside, nicely done, and Devin Mock, an easy two. He's got five. It's 32-20. They're down 12. Can you chip away in the final three-plus minutes here of the third quarter? Here is McAfee. Gets all the way in, and he is unguarded, and he lays it in.
Yeah, and that does not make Coach Flattner happy. Just that was this ISO ball right there by McAfee, taking it all the way to the cup and getting our timeout.
Yeah, we'll keep it right here. 3:11, understandably so, that Brett Plattner's a little upset. You could hear him whenever McAfee was kind of dribbling around the perimeter that nobody was marking him, and he was able to get basically all the way to the bucket untouched and lay it in. He's starting to pick things up. A couple buckets here in the second half for McAfee. He's up to 6 points, but Gannon Becker, the leading scorer for the Chargers, he's got 16. Cobras as a team only have 20. But they're not out of it, so plenty of time, 3-plus in this third quarter. It's a 14-point lead for the Chargers at 34-20.
And Becker's on the bench right now, so you're going to key in on Luke McAfee. You know, we talked about being the leading scorer coming in tonight, and I told you at halftime he's going to have a big second half. And if you're Jackson Knights, you got to key in on him right here with Becker on the bench.
Now the Chargers out of the timeout, showing a little bit of pressure in the full court, but they back it off a little bit. Knutson, the sophomore, guarding Binkley, who brings it up the floor. Pass tipped into the corner. Binkley has it, though, for the Cobras. Winning a ball screen. Gets it from Williams. Not really utilizing it, but gets in the paint. Might have got away with a walk. Missing the shot, and now he hits the floor. And a foul. Lee called against the Chargers.
We're going to get Caden Smith. There's a lot of bodies in the floor. It looked like Mock also went to the ground. And
it's on the floor. The Cobras keep it. At 2:50 left here in the third, they're down 34-20. And they have only scored 10 of their 20 in the first quarter. They've only scored 10 points since the beginning of the second quarter, and we're towards the end of the third, and they call a carry here on McAfee, who turns it over.
Yeah, that's a very rare,
get it back.
It's a very rare call nowadays. You guys somewhat carrying the ball, somewhat say carrying, you know, taking advantage of that, and rare carry call in today's game.
Yeah, you don't see that call too often. At least
yeah, they give you a lot of leeway. Yeah, they give you a lot of leeway nowadays.
So back to it. There's a contested floater in the lane by Jude Williams. Big bucket here for the Cobras. I think they put it on the wrong scoreboard. It's 34-22. So 2:15 to go here in the third. Chargers with the ball up 12. Knudsen in the right corner. The sophomore curls to the left block. Picks it up there. Is doubled by Mock and Company, but gets it off to McAfee. Steps back on the right wing. Behind the back, between the legs. Now going with the dribble. Directing traffic, pushing Momin into the right corner. Now a little pick and roll. Good kick. Momin open a right wing three. In and out, no good. And a rebound collected by Mock, and then he's fouled from behind as McAfee picks up that foul.
Yeah, it's nice to see Mock picking it up. He didn't get to start this game, but now he's coming in. He's really getting his reps in. He's playing hard. He has 5 points, leading the Jackson Heights Cobras in points. Haven't seen him do this since the first game of the year.
The Cobras again, 1:45 left in this third quarter. They're down 12, 34-22 is our score. Binkley has it left wing, wanting a ball screen from Mock, and there's a double dribble.
Yeah, I talked about maybe getting away with a travel earlier, and Tommy picked it up and put it back on the hardwood and didn't let him slip by then. All four starters come back in to join McAfee, I assume.
We'll keep the sophomore Knutson in.
So, yeah, McAfee will head to the bench, but we see that hockey-style change again.
The Chargers getting good depth this year. They've played about 8 or 9 on average per game. Having to work against this Cobra pressure with 90 seconds to go in the quarter. They lead it by 12 at 34-22. Nice ball fake, stepping into a little jump shot. Might have been partially blocked. And the rebound by Mock. And the Cobras can push down 12 at a minute 16 to go. Binkley left side, guarded by the sophomore Knutson. Gets a ball screen from Mock. There's the roll. They get it underneath to Mock, and then he traveled with it underneath.
Yeah, he's just got to take a dribble there. He had a nice pump fake, but never put it on the dirt, yeah.
Had a shot to just go up, but kind of did a little extra spin underneath to try to get to the other side.
Yeah, if he's going to do that, that's when you got to put it on the ground there, and he's going to get a steal, though, so that's going to make him feel a little bit better.
Gets it back. Chargers turn it over now, and we're at a minute to go in the quarter. 34-22 our score. A little bit sloppy here down the stretch. Cobra's going to get back to within 10, maybe even 9. Here's a floater, partially blocked. Allen, the rebound for the Chargers, and now the Chargers push with 45 seconds to go, and now they slow it in the front court with Becker up top. Gets a high ball screen, gets to the elbow, pulls it from 15, left it short, and a rebound collected and then taken away. Becker has it. Now Allen kicks it left side to Wishrup, pulls it into the corner. Now they set it up for Becker for three. It's nothing but net. 19 for Gannon Becker now. Three threes, the largest lead for the Chargers at 15. It's 37-22. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. That is a monstrous shot towards the end of this period. Binkley up top, gets it to Mock. Now 8 seconds to go. Mellies has it left side on the wing. Steps back for a deep three. It's good. Drake Mellies. Second three, he's got 6. 1 second to go in the quarter. Horton doesn't get a shot up in time. And that takes us to the fourth quarter. Big threes by both teams down the stretch. And we got a 12-point game going into the fourth. Chargers on the road, leading here at Jackson Heights, 37-25. And our fourth quarter is up next here on KMZA.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
KNZA.
The Cobras have a push in them, down 12 to start the fourth. A quick whistle inside, and a foul's going to be called. They're going to say it's on the shot, so free throws coming up here for Jackson Heights. It'll be Robinson to shoot two. They get the foul on Becker here. That's his second. And we've been light on the fouls here. Just four fouls, or correction, three fouls in this entire second half, all of which against the Chargers. First free throw up and good for Chase Robinson.
Yeah, you talked about Becker hitting that massive three, but even bigger was a response by Drake Mellis, and now two critical free throws for Robinson. You got to keep it in striking distance. Got to make a little bit of a run here for Jackson Heights. Just knocks down two, and that brings it back to 10, so a little 5-0 mini run.
They leave the sophomore open in the corner. Missed by Knutson. A quick rebound by Doyle. He wants to push the issue up the floor.
Ronnie might have got away with the travel.
But kicked it to Mellis for three. It's off the heel too strong. And battle for the rebound. A whistle and a foul. I think it's against Jackson Heights. I think they get Browning here. They yep. do. That's his third.
I was going to say, him and Mock were down there battling with Ottoman. And gave that one to Browning.
And the Chargers really dominated the rebounding here in this game. Now they get a whistle and a foul.
That one's going to be Mock because he was the only guy over there. So him and Browning each have three and picked it up in a span of about 6 seconds.
And we just started the fourth quarter, 7:28 left in this game. Chargers with the ball, they're half of the floor. They lead it 37-27. Cobras won both meetings between the Chargers last year. And a dump down inside, it's turned over by the Chargers. I think Becker was looking for a teammate to cut. Here's Mock, a little fade, and he banks it in with some contact. Devin Mock with seven, and it's back to within eight at 37-29.
And a quick little 7-0 run going back to that fourth quarter. Mott gets a block and can go out of bounds. But if you take that three from Mellis, a little 7-0 run here from Jack Science, and David Losey says,
got to get a timeout.
Yeah, we got to catch our breath and regroup here.
So the Cobras on a nice little run here. They're back to within eight at 37-29. They trailed by 12 at multiple times in this game, and there's still 7:03 left to go. Getting some quality minutes, but nice against 7-0, kind of extending into the early portions of the fourth quarter, but they certainly have a lot of time to make up.
Yeah, Jackson Heights Cobras, they've been outscored in the second quarter and in the third quarter. This fourth quarter, this is where you're going to have to really outlast the other team here, outscore them by positive points, and just really get going here, especially with Mock right now, and then Drake Mellis being your main three-point shooter on this team.
So out of the timeout, they sit Mock. He gets a little bit of a breather here, so.
And he does have three fouls, so he steal a couple minutes of sorts and keep him out of foul trouble.
Sophomore Knudsen in for the Chargers, has it a couple feet inside the midcourt stripe, works it right, gets it to Wishrup on the wing. Now Knudsen on a cut, short corner right. Wishrup has it in the right corner. 6:50 and counting left in this game, 37-29. Ottman inside, missing. A second chance opportunity, though, is missed by Becker, and then he is tied up underneath.
That's going to give it back to Horton there.
So Horton with the possession arrow. So next dead ball will give it back to Jackson Heights. Chargers up eight with the ball, 6:44 left in the game. Becker over the top. Wishrup, now Becker in the left corner. Curls around Doyle, pulls up from 15. Not this time. Rebound collected by Jude Williams.
This is a big-time possession here.
Ooh.
Looks like a good block by Ottman, but they're going to get him with the body.
So Ottman picks up the foul. His second free throw is coming up here for the Chargers. Or correction, the Cobras, beg your pardon. As again, Ottman picks up his second foul. Two free throws coming up for Browning.
These are two big free throws here.
Browning's been quiet tonight. 2 points. Got a couple of rebounds, but he's pure on the first free throw attempt. He's got three, and the lead is trimmed to seven. 37-30, 6.5 minutes to go. A few more subs checking in for the Chargers.
You know, the Jackson Knights Cobras on free throws, they were 1-for-6, and so far they've been 4-for-9. They've made 3 in a row, so we got to see this keep coming.
Yeah, you got to make them when you get them. A 1-for-2 trip, next one off the heel, but somehow it's ripped away by Browning. He gets it back, and now Doyle, a deep three. It's no good, and the ball is still on the floor. Melly's able to come away with it. Now he has it knocked away, gets it back. They leave him. He steps back for three, in and out, no good. Tipped in the air a couple of times. Finally, McAfee pulls it down for the Chargers. 37-30, Chargers by 7, 2 minutes into this fourth quarter.
If you're Horton, you've got to get back to what you were doing that built you that 15-point lead. You're on the wrong end of an 8-0 run. Maxie, the sweet take.
Oh,
and Euro.
Nice done. Euro step indeed by McAfee. Gets an easy, smooth bucket at the rim. He's got 8, 39-30. Mellies will drive, scoops it up and in with the right hand. Mellies gets it right back. His first 2-point shot made tonight. He's got 8, 39-32. Charger lead at 7. And just under 5:40 to go.
Yeah, he returned the favor at McAfee just on the other end. And Horton just attacked the rim. That was what getting you driving and then kicking it out and backers kind of cooled down a little bit.
Here's a pull-up that is missed by McAfee and a rebound for Alex Browning and the Cobras.
Now he's just got away with a double dribble.
He certainly did.
It's a big-time miss.
Horton fans wanted it. Shot no good inside, and an offensive rebound put back is no good by Browning, but he's fouled, and he's going to the line to shoot two. They get Becker with the foul, his third.
Yeah, Alex Browning, 1-for-2 right here, going up to the free throw line. He's going to get two more shots here off the shot foul, so see what he can do with this.
Got 5:11 left in this game. 39-32, make it 39-33. First free throw in by the senior, Alex Browning. He's got 4. Now 2-for-3 at the line. Game is a 6-point contest. 39-33. Cobra's chance to get it to 5. Second free throw on the way. Hits the heel. Hits the rim 4 times and drops through. 5 for Browning. And the lead is 5 at 39-34. Chargers to have the ball. Cobra's trailed by as many as 12, and I believe at one point 14.
That's a 9-2 quarter so far, and it's a 12-2 run. It's another turnover by Becker.
The Chargers losing the momentum. They get it to Browning left corner, ball fakes, curls in the lane, dumps it to Mock. A pull-up from 16 is no good. Tips to the three-point line, and somehow Doyle's able to chase it down. Melly's left wing steps back, and he fires a three. It's good.
What a pump fake there by Drake Mellies.
A freshman with some moves. It's 39-37. The lead is 2. The Chargers nearly turn it over, but they get it back at the midcourt stripe and finally able to set it up here. And a timeout on the floor. It is a full timeout. And how about the run for the Cobras as they are right back in it. 39-37. They trail by 2 at 4:21 left in the game. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Denison State Bank wants to blow the whistle on bank fraud. Today's tip to avoiding bank fraud is don't click on any link in an email or text that you do not recognize, especially if it's in a message you first did not inquire about. Fraudsters often lure in victims with enticing links, which can lead to malware viruses and scams that steal your money. Think before you click. An urgent reminder from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, let's break it down for you. 4:21 left to go in this game, a 2-point contest. As Trenton told me during the timeout, a 15-2 run currently for the Cobras. 39-37 is our score.
And a 12-2 quarter right now, and Drake Mellies is heating up from the outside, and marring that with some turnovers. I said it was about getting stops and scoring the basketball, and that's exactly what they've done. Your Horton, just calm down and go get a here and calm your nerves a little bit.
We got ourselves a good one with 4:15 to go. Chargers lead it by 2 with the ball. Cobras have been dominant here in the second half, fighting their way back into it. Here's Gannon Becker, leading all scorers tonight with 19. Works it right, gets it off to Jackson Bowman. Curls it back to the top of the key. Doyle bumps him a little bit. Hands it off back to Becker. Now they go inside. And an offensive foul is going to be called against the Chargers.
I don't know about you two, but I'm going to call this a Cobra comeback.
Cobra comeback. We're down to 3:53. The Cobras were down by as many as 14 in this game. They can tie it or even take the lead on this possession. 3:50 to go, 39-37. Cobras down 2 with the ball.
Yeah, something else that's out with Jackknife runs, they have been animals on the offensive glass. So many second, third, fourth chance points just crashing the glass. And
they get it to Mock. And Mock had it knocked away. And Browning's able to chase it down, and they say he traveled with it.
Yeah, he was bobbling. He didn't really have a lot of control with it. And
good sportsmanship there between Becker and Mock. The Chargers get a much-needed stop. They keep the two-point lead with 3.5 minutes to go with the ball. Now dealing with some Cobra pressure in the full court, but the Chargers break it with ease. Certainly the Chargers in no hurry now at this point in the game. Time is not a factor. Again, I am one that is in favor of a shot clock for Kansas high school basketball. It would really make things more interesting in games like this, but you see the Chargers, they don't need to really do anything at this point. They can just continue to waste some clock, and that's what they're doing. Now we're down to 3 minutes to go. Their lead is 2 at 39-37. Good backdoor cut. McAfee missing the shot. Offensive rebound, though, is halfway down and out. No good. Nasquaw missed it. Now the Cobras get it back down 2.
Yeah, we talked about that. Horns missed some.
Nice take by Mellies.
Mellies fading away inside, and he's got 13, and we're tied at 39. 2:40 to go, and the Chargers turn it over. This Jackson Heights team hungry for their first win of the year, and they have fought all the way back to get this game tied with 2:37 to go, and now they have a chance to take the lead.
Drake Mellies putting up his first double-digit game of the year as that freshman. 13 points so far in this game.
He's hit some difficult shots. He's also hit 3 threes.
He's got 10 and a half and about 10 of them in the late that end of the third quarter into this quarter. So he's carrying them back into this.
Good combination there. Mellies to Mock. Mock gets it back. Ball fakes. Gets inside. Lifts. Fires. No good. Partially blocked. And it's out of bounds underneath. Last touch by Browning. So the Cobras had a chance there. It'll stay tied. Chargers get it back with 2:14 to go. There's that pressure by the Cobras. McAfee up the floor.
Yeah, you want McAfee or Becker to take your shot here if you're a Horton, unless it's a wide-open look for someone else.
Becker kicks it to McAfee, curls around the arc from left to right, stops top of the circle, now angles back right, now picks it up on the wing. They pick up. He keeps the dribble, works it left, finds Becker on a back door, and he finally gets the Chargers off that schneid, and Becker up to 21 in the game. It is 41-39, Chargers in front by 2 at a 1:40 to go.
That's simple basketball. Someone dribbles at you, cut to the basket, and he was able to do that and put it in. Big-time bucket for Becker.
Oh, now can the Chargers get a stop? They're up 2 with 90 seconds to go. Mellies on the elbow, up top to Mock. Right side gets it to Browning, working around his screen. Good change there by Becker to close out. Mock left side pass to Binkley. Minute 20 to go with the two-point game. Binkley for the lead. This one off the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. Couple bodies hit the floor. Browning had it. He threw it away. And then I think he's called for a foul.
No, I think they're going to get it on Binkley when they got it off McAfee.
You're right.
Browning was in there trying to scrap and just try and get it to a teammate and intercepted by McAfee.
Well, you are right. It is given here to Binkley. Picks up the foul, his second.
And the,
just a third team foul. So Jackson Heights have plenty of fouls to give.
In a close game like this, throwing, you might want to start fouling a little soon.
Four on Browning.
So Browning picks up his fourth, team foul number 4. 67 seconds remain in this game. Chargers have the ball, leading by 2.
And you don't want Browning or Mock to start fouling because Mock has 3. Browning just picked up his fourth, but you might want to try and make him shoot some free throws, which has been pitiful on both sides.
So this is Becker with the ball. Heavy man-to-man defense here by Mellies, trying to cause some havoc. McAfee has it, curls around the arc, hands it off to Wishrup, who now works the weave game to the right corner. As Becker now has it, who's been the star tonight for Horton with 21 points. Fakes, drives, contact, in and out, no good. They say the foul is on the floor, so it's only team foul number 5. Still another foul to give for the Cobras, but now down to 46 seconds to go.
Yeah, that's the first on Drake Mellies and team's fifth, so you still have 2 to give here with 46 and a half seconds remaining. They're going to take Browning out because you have to have someone to foul, and he has 4, and he's been very good on the offensive glass, so don't want to lose him.
McAfee to Becker up top, 45 seconds and counting. More time running off the clock, down to 40, dribbling around the arc. Here is McAfee. Chargers leading by 2, down to 35 seconds.
Someone's
Becker
got a foul.
They're wasting a lot of clock here.
Someone's got a foul. I mean, we get into someone.
Oh, wow.
And it's thrown away. Well,
it worked out, but they lost 18 seconds there. And that was a big 18 seconds because you don't know if you're going to need it. It worked out, but
Yeah. You definitely got a score now. I think they're going to take a cross half and call a timeout.
Brett Plattner is going to call a timeout. It's a full. The Cobras have the ball down two with 24 seconds to go. So we will keep it right here. 41-39, 24.2 seconds remain. Cobras will have the ball. Do you think they go quick with it here?
I definitely don't think you need to settle for a three. I mean, you can attack the basket. I would shoot it with about 7-8 seconds. Give a chance for an offensive rebound or maybe have to foul if you miss and they get the rebound. So you don't want to take it at the buzzer, but you definitely don't have to settle for a three. I just took the basket, and the offensive rebound has worked out for you this half.
Cobras down by as many as 14 in this game in the third quarter, clawed their way back, and now have a chance to potentially win the game late. 41-30 Chargers, 24.2 seconds remaining. Cobras will have the ball, their half of the floor, out of this timeout. Caden Smith is on the floor. Also, Trent Ottman, Gannon Becker, Luke McAfee.
Good amount of
Cooper
size
Wishram.
Here. Good amount of size for rebounding with Ottman and Smith. So you got some size out on the floor, and McAfee and Becker can go in there and rebound for you, too. So definite size advantage goes to Horton.
So here we go from the side out. 24.2 seconds remaining. Cobras with the ball. They're half of the floor, trailing by two. 41-39. Here we go. Melly down to 20, has it high right on the wing, looking for a ball screen, gets to the corner, curls underneath, kicks it left, it's Doyle for the lead, short on a three, no good, an offensive rebound though by Robinson, 10 seconds to go, Cobras have a chance, Doyle up top, down to 6 seconds, and Plattner calls another timeout.
Yeah, it's going to be his last one, but a smart call there, get him reorganized, they didn't know what to do after that play.
Well, you were right in terms of, you know, getting a shot up somewhat early to give your chance an offensive rebound. That's exactly what happened, and now they have a chance. 6 seconds to go, down two. So now you have to be fairly quick because you only have 6 seconds. Now the question is, do they try to get something close for the tie, or do they get a look for the win?
I don't know. You could get Melis on a pull-up, or you could get him going to the basket, but I don't know what's going through the head of Coach Plattner. They took a three-point shot with Doyle, who's hit one earlier tonight, but let's see if maybe this one's more attacking the basket and possibly playing for overtime.
And the Chargers do not have a foul to give. Next foul will put the Cobras at the free throw line. The Cobras still have a foul to give, so if they got something up quick and the Chargers got a rebound, yeah, Cobras would have to foul quick, but it wouldn't put the Chargers at the line.
Yeah, it'd only be six, so if Horton gets a rebound here, they're essentially going to win the game.
All right, here we go. 6 seconds left. Cobras with it from the side out. Down two. They throw it in over the top. They get it underneath. Mark blocks it behind. Wishrup blocks it, and the foul is called.
That's a game-saving play right there. That was a great play, and Mark had it.
Underneath.
Cooper Wishrup helped defense from the backside, beats it off the glass, and now it's 2 seconds. You just don't turn it over here. If you're Horton, just don't turn it over.
The Chargers are 2 seconds away from winning the game. They get it into McAfee, and the timer, correction, no, they will.
No, nope, they're just going to call. I don't know if Jackson Heights will have enough time to get it off anyway.
They call it. And real quick. So the Chargers have just won the game, but there was clearly a few tenths of a second when he blew that whistle. So I think, again, does it? Do the Cobras go on to win the game? Probably not, but I think there should have been a little bit of time, and there should have been a 1-1.
I mean, you're
at least I think that would have been the fair play. Refs call it off. Ultimately, the play of the game, Cooper Wishrup, the block shot on Mock underneath when it looked like Mock was about to send this game into overtime, and the Chargers hold on and win it 41-39. We'll talk a little bit more about it as our post-game show is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Chargers win it on the road. We're back to discuss it in a moment here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a moment.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Medical Pharmacy
in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Wouldn't it be nice to find a bank with all the services the big banks offer, but with personal service of a small town bank? You have found it at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. We pride ourselves in providing personal banking and also have modern technology needed in today's world. You are not just another customer to us. You are our neighbors and friends. If you are looking for that in a bank, please come see us. We would be happy to sit down with you and discuss your banking needs. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back one final time. It's been fun tonight, but our broadcast winding down here from Jackson Heights. Cobras and Chargers with a split. Jackson Heights girls big in the first game tonight. That was a 59-18 final in the boys game down the home stretch. Chargers jump out to an early lead. Cobras fight back in the second half. Looked like we were going to overtime, but a blocked shot by Cooper Wishrup on Devin Mock right underneath the bucket with a couple seconds to go. The difference for the Chargers in closing out this win, 41-39 here on the road. Never easy in a league game on the road, and the Chargers improved to now 3-1 overall, 3-1 in league play. Cobras still searching for that first win. They'll head into the holiday break with a record of 0-4. But we'll dive into the numbers. But Crendon, again, you saw a lot of effort tonight, that second half, and I think the Cobras can build on that, you know, with a couple weeks off now, getting ready for that January push.
I saw a lot of great things. One thing I have to point out is the free throw percentage, 50%, 6 of 12. I have not seen a good free throw percentage by these boys at all, and this is a step of improvement, because, I mean, you make just, you know, a few more of those free throws, you're in the game or you've won the game. I mean, that's a big thing for this team, is making the free throws and especially executing on, like, passes and on the low post, just being able to go up, especially with Mock at the very end. That's just something you want to see executed, especially with his height being at 6'3". But, you know, going into 2023, I think these boys have a lot to look forward to, especially with how they're playing.
Be a tough stretch out the gate for Jackson Heights. Valley Falls, McClouth, ACCHS, the first three in a four-day stretch. But how about the Chargers? Trenton, you know, four games in, they're 3-1. First-year head coach David Losey, they don't have really a true big, but they're just all good-sized guards. And we saw Becker McAfee tonight, really a good tandem in this league. And Becker, I mean, three threes tonight, 21 points. And, you know, he did it really on both ends of the floor and kind of a difference maker in this game.
Yeah, and it just goes to show you don't have to score to win the game, because Cooper Wishrick had 2 points and one rebound, and he had the game-winning block.
Yes,
I mean, the game goes to overtime if he doesn't block that shot. And, you know, he was 0-1 at the free line. He had 2 points and one rebound, but he had the game-winning block. But Gannon Becker was the story of the night, 21 points, and McAfee had 8 points. But six of those came in the second half when Becker was on the bench. So, I mean, like you said, great tandem. And a big-time road win in a place that's always tough to win. And, you know, you got one more on the road at Effingham on Tuesday, which should be another challenge before going in the break. But a 3-1 start, especially in the league, 3-1 is nothing to scoff at to start the year.
Chargers again, as Trenton mentioned, led by Gannon Becker tonight, 21 points, 8 for Luke McAfee. Dante Masqua with 3, Caden Smith also 3 off the bench, Jackson Moman with 2, also 2 apiece from Trent Ottman and Cooper Wishrup. But again, the game-saving block, Wishrup on Devin Mock, the difference in the game as the Chargers hold on. Again, these are unofficial stats, but 15 turnovers for the Chargers. They went 4 of 9 from the line. They did not shoot a free throw in the second half. They out-rebounded Jackson Heights 28-21. Cobras led by the freshman, Drake Mellies. He had 13 tonight, hit 3 threes, and was big in the second half push. They also got 7 from Mock. They got 6 from Jude Williams, 5 from Alex Browning, 4 from Jace Robinson, and also 4 from Hayden Doyle. Cobras had 10 turnovers and were 6-12 at the line. Stats all throughout the season. Every time we bring you a list of stats, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help when you need it. Visit member tax firms, visit member firms, Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, also Michelle Callison, or Northeast Kansas Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. We did not, and we'll come back to it, but again, we did not do our player to bank on from the first game tonight, as again, the Jackson Heights girls, number 2 in 2A, absolutely rolled 59-18 over the Lady Chargers. And, you know, we have a little bit of time to discuss that. We'll get to the boys in a moment. But again, Kaylee Thompson, fair to say, both sides, good to go with that. 21 points for the 5'11 senior to lead the charge in the girls' victory tonight. And then on the boys' side, I think, again, the Chargers. Wishrup had the biggest play, but from start to finish, I think Becker, again, 21 points tonight, probably deserves that nod.
Yeah, and like you said, Wishrup had the game-winning play, but you're not in that game if Gannon Becker doesn't put up 21 of your 41 on the evening. So great night for the 6-foot junior to lead his team to a 3-1 start on the year.
Had three threes as well. So now Jackson Heights again dropping to 0-4. They're off for the holiday break, so a few weeks off, and they'll be back to it on January 3rd, back here at home against Valley Falls. Of course, the Cobra Channel will continue to follow Jackson Heights the rest of the way. Chargers do get one more game before the break. They'll be at ACCHS on Tuesday. So a split tonight. And don't forget, we got our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up in just a few minutes here on Kansaland Radio. So again, want to thank everybody. Good stuff tonight